This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Hong Kong curtailed transportation to the city's airport today, something designed to prevent disruptive pro-democracy demonstrations there. Some activist leaders want their protests to continue, despite the fact that earlier this week, Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam formally withdrew an extradition to China bill, a measure that sparked months of political turmoil in the streets of the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Violence broke out late Friday in Hong Kong after demonstrators surrounded a police station and a subway stop. Hong Kong police used tear gas and rubber bullets against them. There has been a large-scale prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine. It was made up of dozens of people. Charles Maines reports from Moscow for VOA.
News of the exchange broke early Saturday when buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison and a Ukrainian state plane was spotted at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. Similar movements were reported in Kiev as both sides coordinated the transfer and flights home of 35 of their countrymen. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joined families of the freed Ukrainians on the tarmac in Kiev in a tear-filled celebration. The loudest cheers were saved for Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov, who served 5 years of a 20-year sentence stemming from his opposition to Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. The filmmaker gained international notoriety for a 100-day hunger strike aimed at securing the release of other Ukrainian prisoners.
That was Charles Maines reporting for VOA in Moscow. Ukrainian leader Zelensky called today's action the first step toward ending the war between his country and Russia, which supports Ukraine's rebels. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website online, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Tehran has begun using its advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium beyond the limits of the 2015 Six-Nation Nuclear Agreement, a treaty U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned last year. The Indian Space Research Organization lost contact today with its Chandrayaan-2 spacecraft, minutes before a module was to make a critical touchdown on the surface of the moon. Millions of people in India stayed up all night to watch live images of the planned soft landing that was to place the capsule on the unexplored south pole of the moon around 2 a.m. local time. Chandrayaan-2 entered lunar orbit on August 20th after a six-week journey from Earth. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said despite the setback, he was proud of his country's space scientists. American tennis star Serena Williams could earn a share of sports history today at the U.S. Tennis Open. AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Serena Williams has a chance to win her 24th major championship at the U.S. Open, which would tie her with Margaret Court for the most in tennis history. She faces 19-year-old Bianca Andreescu, who could become the first Canadian woman to win a Grand Slam title. Andreescu was born the year after Williams won her first U.S. Open in 1999. The 37-year-old has lost all three major finals she has reached since returning from giving birth, including to Naomi Osaka at last year's U.S. Open. Cheering her on this year from the stands will be her good friend Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex. Julie Walker, New York.
Hurricane Dorian continues its move up the Atlantic coast toward Canada with sustained winds of 150 kilometers an hour. This after making landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and devastating the Bahamas, where the final death toll could be beyond imagining. The international community has ramped up efforts to assist in the Bahamas. The hurricane hit the islands as an extremely powerful Category 5 storm, and an estimated 70,000 people are in need of basic humanitarian relief. And Bahamian officials say hundreds, if not thousands, of people are still missing. John Lansing's resignation as CEO of the U.S. Agency for Global Media is renewing questions about the mission and direction of the broadcasters it oversees. The agency directly manages five international news entities, including the Voice of America. Combined, its broadcast operations transmit in 61 languages and have an unduplicated weekly audience of 345 million. The 62-year-old Lansing was named CEO in 2015 and has served under two presidents. President Trump wants him replaced with a filmmaker named John Pack, whose nomination has yet to clear the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where it's been held up since last January. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
V VOA1.